About the hypocrisy of religion. Now, us Christians have persecuted those that didn't believe in Christ, though they assumed that some miraculous way that they would believe in Christ by torturing them to death. You know, especially when here's Jesus talking about performing a miracle on the Sabbath, and the Jewish leadership is in the process of trying to figure out, okay, let's trick him up. Let's see if he is going to perform a duty that is considered illegal on the Sabbath. That is healing someone from a handicap with a withered hand. Now, isn't that the height of hypocrisy? Can't help but say it, but sometimes you go to church, and perhaps we've got some sacred cows that we don't want to deviate from. And when I look at the scripture, it's pretty clear to me that God didn't appoint a particular day and said, okay, this is going to be a non-human day. You know, we're going to celebrate no humans on earth this day. You got to attend to whatever is prescribed for this day, whether you call it the Sabbath or some other day. You know, in Muslim countries, the Sabbath, their Sabbath, they don't call it the Sabbath, is Friday. Other religions consider other days, but the point is, where do we draw the line? Where, you know, are we gonna see a wrecked car out on the street and not help that car because it's a Sunday? I hope not. I hope it's not, and I hope we're not doing anything that we don't want to do because we're afraid we're gonna violate some rule that man has put together. And that's what Jesus was saying. He was saying, come on, guys. And the Jewish leadership had a good thing going with their Roman brethren. And that's all it amounted to. And here's Jesus doing something that is totally wrong in their eyes, performing a miracle on a Sabbath. Isn't that sad? If there's an opportunity to let our light shine, I believe we should take it. No matter what day it is, what would Christ do in this situation? Would he heal the hands of the person that had the withered hand? Yes. Would he do it on a Saturday? Yes. Or Sunday? Yes. Or any other day of the week? Who? Don't know. Until we open up our hearts and our minds, we really don't know. So my message is, let the light of knowledge shine inside of you and share it with those that are lost, that are in the darkness, that don't have any way of getting that glass of water. But you can grab their hand and you can lead them to everlasting water.